Hi everybody, I'm JT.
And I'm Ed.
And you're listening to All Over Sport.
Well, welcome to our first weekly edition of All Over Sport. Just to clarify, Jason and I are just a couple of regular guys with a small passion for all things sporting. If you haven't tuned in to listen to a sports show, you're going to be seriously bored. Either way, the idea, I suppose, is, I don't know, create a little bit of controversy, maybe a hint of quality in there. Your thoughts, Jason?
Yeah, I think that's right, Ed. I mean, we'll try and bring as much quality as we can to the show. People might be looking for an unbiased opinion. Arguably, they might get that from yourself. I doubt they'll get it from me. I'm fairly set in my views.
I couldn't agree more.
But let's see how it goes. Looking forward to it.
Well, to be fair, we've got, I don't know, with this podcast, we've got a license to talk about literally anything. There are no boundaries. A little bit scary.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, but, maybe we'll push those boundaries. Maybe later on, when we've done a few shows, you know, we'll maybe keep it a family show. No swear words for now. Is that all right with you?
I agree with it, man.
Yeah, no, my mother might be listening, so. Okay, let's go. Well, we thought we've had a couple of segments of discussion, possibly even controversy. We'll see what happens in the next week. We've decided to go with JT's obscure sport number one.
Right, buddy, thanks for that. We thought it'd be quite interesting for this third segment to see if we can pick out a couple of sports out there that perhaps one or two people haven't heard of and might find it a bit fun to get involved in. Right, the first one, and I personally think this is going to be a classic sport, is the sport of finger jousting.
What?
Finger jousting. Bear with me, man. Right, let me give you a bit of background. Finger jousting is a sport where two contesting players square off in an attempt to prod their opponent with their right index finger before the opposing player can. Each competitor must keep their right hands locked in an arm wrestling fashion and not use their legs or left, otherwise known as latent arm, in an offensive manner. The competitors are known as jousters, and the act of touching the other person's body with the index finger is known as lancing. A player can lance anywhere except the lancing, which is the right arm, and are two different yet related forms of finger jousting. One is quick play, and the other is point play. Quick play is typically used for leisurely matches when time is short. Point play is used mostly for serious tournaments and practices of those tournaments.
Serious tournaments, you say. So tournaments have taken place, apparently.
Tournaments have taken place. In fact, I've got one here that I'll brief you on in a minute. I think it's probably prudent for me just to give you a little bit of the history of this sport.
Probably best. Yeah.
Given that most of the listeners have probably not heard of it. Apparently, the origin of finger jousting is clouded under mystery. Some historians believe the sport was founded by the ancient Israelites, whom they referred to as finger spearing back in the day. Other historians don't agree with that at all. All historians, however, can agree that finger jousting took on its modern form during the 70s, the biggest event in modern history being the organisation's serious founding on August the 1st, 2005.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Right, now let me tell you a little bit about the four quadrants, okay? And these are things you need to master and you need to practice if you're going to become an accomplished finger jouster. Right, the original four equally important elements that form the basic of finger jousting. They're formally referred to as the quadrants of finger jousting. They are quickness, strength, technique, and tradition. A jouster is skilled in each of these quadrants will be a well-rounded player. Right, you might have heard me mention tradition there, Ed. There is a code of conduct that comes with this tradition. We have respect for the opponent, which is always honour the outcome of a match. Without personal integrity for the WFJF, that's the World Finger Jousting Federation, respect also includes not intentionally aiming for the groin area of the opponent.
Of course, all sports, you do tend to avoid the groin area if possible.
It is.
Finger jousting is just another one of those.
It is. It's probably one of the more hazardous when it comes to avoiding that area.
A prod into the groin could cause all sorts of trouble.
Serious. We've also got to consider decorum. You can't use profane or lewd speech before, during or after the match. Remember, you're acting as an ambassador of the WFJF at this time. Disturbance. Now, of course, this could happen in a public place if it suddenly all goes off and you've got something that needs to be decided by a finger joust. You've really got to try not to upset the bystanders and try not to upset any of the objects around at the time either. The final one, which I'm going to work on myself actually, is the manicure. Taking care of your fingernails apparently is a sign of respect to your opponent, and you should really keep the right index finger suitably manicured for such an event.
So as not to draw blood, maybe.
Exactly.
Well, this sounds quite something. Where did you hear about this finger jousting?
Well, I've been doing a bit of research, Ed, and we thought about this programme, and I found a website for this particular sport, and it is www.fingerjoust.com, and I just thought it'd be interesting to bring it to everybody's attention, as I think it could be massive. Now, I'm going to make quite a big call here, Ed, and I'm going to be interested to see what you think of this. I think that finger joust, if it really takes off, could in fact supersede stone, paper, scissors as a way of making a key decision in any given situation, for example, whose round it is, serious decisions like that.
What a massive call. So you're telling me you can finger joust anywhere, anytime. What do you do, sitting down, standing up? How do you finger joust?
Right, let me give you some of the fundamentals here. To begin a game, you need two opponents and a reason for the duel, such as spoils or honour or going for a round, as we've already discussed. Once the players are ready to begin, they face each other and execute a gesture of good disposition. This may include, but is not limited to, handshakes, bows, head nods, or the traditional man hug. Then the jousters grasp their opponent's right hand with their right hand, similar to as if they were arm wrestling. If a jousting sleeve is available, then it should be put on at this time. The match begins once the index finger of each person's right hand has been extended, or when a mediator gives the signal.
You've even got referees.
You have got referees. Brilliant. In fact, from the research I've done, Ed, I think a referee is essential. Otherwise, this dispute could become quite serious.
It might all kick off.
Yeah. Once the match begins, the jousters are not to separate their hands. If a separation occurs, the person whose fault it is gets a warning. If it happens again, then the player will either lose the match if the quick play game is being played, or lose a point if we're playing a point match. If both players cause a separation, then a new round begins. The jousters are allowed to use any sort of technique to touch their pointed right index finger against their opponent. However, the jousters are not allowed to use their feet or left, and as we've already discussed, that is also known as the latent arm, in an offensive way. They must only be used for dodging and stability. Matches are played in rounds. Each round lasts until a point is made, or until a violation, such as a hand disconnection, transpires. After a round, players can get a rest for a short amount of time, then the jousters must lock hands again and go.
Right, well, if for you to find a more obscure sport than this is going to take some serious effort. Have you found any tournaments that have taken place? I mean, we've heard the rules, we've heard everything. What have we got?
Actually, since you mentioned it, there has been, and from what I can make of it, quite a serious tournament that has taken place only recently. This took place in LaGrange, Georgia, the United States, on May the 5th, 2006, so not very long ago at all. This occurred during the Mexican celebration of the Cinco de Mayo. Is that how you say that, Ed?
I would have said Mayo, but no, carry on. No, don't worry.
Bloody foreigners. Right. On this holiday in 2006, the World Finger Jousting Federation, the global governing body for professional finger jousting, held its first official event. The event was chosen to be for leisure jousting and socialisation between professional finger jousters, amateur finger jousters, and non-finger jousters alike. So as you can see, Ed, it's a sport really for all the family.
Everyone can go. You can just enjoy the tournament.
Exactly. Now, it was decided early on the event needed to be held on a large outdoor space near a public education facility to attract scholarly figure jousters. The first choice was, of course, the football field at LaGrange High School. Unfortunately, it appears at the time this pitch was being used, so they had to abscond to a nearby pitch, but I don't really see a problem with that myself.
Not a problem. So off they went. Cinco de Mayo is obviously a big celebration, and so there must have been a winner.
Yeah. Well, there clearly was. Looking through the results, there were a number of bouts that took place. The first one was between Ben Top Gun North versus Josh Darth Bob Kinder. The gun took that 6-4.
The gun.
Unfortunately, he then came a cropper because there is Julian, Lord of the Joust Gluck, then appeared to win every single bout after that. On scores 6-0, 6-2, 6-2, each one, Ed, finishing with a clinical shot to the chest. Now, it says there on the website that the event, although elusive to mainstream media appeal, although I think we're hoping to change that now, Ed, provided some great coverage and PR for the WFJF, and Mr. Gluck said that he's going to look to have these events every 3 months. And I'll be honest with you, Ed, I'm thinking of maybe taking up the sport myself. This man appears to be unbeatable, one might say almost the Roger Federer of the finger jousting world, and I think with a bit of training, I could actually become his Rafael Nadal.
Oh, his nemesis.
I think so. I'm going to personally, here in Dubai, train religiously now, on a weekly basis, on the beach. So I'm going to practice on sand, and I'm going to hope to take him, when I challenge him one day, on a surface that he's not used to.
Brilliant. Thank you for your obscure sport, Jason. Absolutely brilliant.